You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. We're Murray State's NPR station, and we're online at murraystate.org. Playhouse in the Park presents Fiddler in the Roof. It opens Friday, and although Tevye could not actually make it into the studio, we're well represented. Kate Lochte's here with members of the cast.
Fiddler Gracie Wallace with the part of this production that we all remember and
that
do
fabulous.
The shake your booty thing that Tevye would be doing if Tevye were here. Lisa Cope directs. Pam Rockwell is on Golda. Is Golda's mama.
Golda is the mama.
Yes. Golda somehow doesn't rise to the occasion of everybody remembering the dance.
No, Tevye does the dance. The ladies didn't get to do that in that setting. Yeah,
they were in the kitchen.
Yes.
They're cooking.
But this is all about change in tradition for women, basically.
Yeah, it is. It's just a timeless story about how the world changes around you and what changes are you willing to make and what changes are you not willing to make. So it's everybody, I think, can associate with this story on some level.
We just spoke with Ardell Jarrett about a Victorian wedding at Adsmore, and this is all about multiple weddings and what reactions occur with Papa and Mama in this family. It's not it's not all peaches and cream.
A whole lot of it is about, it's very contemporary in that it's about how much can you control really what your children do and how much you have to let go because it changes every generation.
There are moments that will rip your heart out. It is just very, very poignant and touching. And there are moments that are hilariously funny. So I think it's one reason that this play has been around forever. People like this show, you know, you're really going to feel a lot of different things.
Tell us who else is working on the production.
It's a cast of 37.
Uh-oh.
Huge cast for us. Isn't that great? we have all the way from
excellent
senior citizens down to, I think the youngest is maybe 5 or 6. So huge cast. They're great. They're gifted and talented and been a lot of fun and we've had a good time.
And this is one of the things that I love about Playhouse in the Park is that it really is what community theater is all about, in that we do have a 74-year-old and we have a 5-year-old and we have everything in between from all walks of life. We have people from the post office, people from Murray State, students, retirees, professional people. It really is a community event.
So a family is created on stage. Now, Tevye is going to the doctor. Dr. Rusty Jones is seeking professional help for a fall.
He fell backstage last night. Yeah. So, as you can imagine, we just all kind of panicked about that. But he was very cool and calm and tried to go on with rehearsal last night. We finally reached a point where we did just call it quits for the evening. But
does he have an understudy?
Well, I turned to a man who was standing by me who just really came in the last couple of weeks because we needed another, you know, male. And he said to me already about 3 times, you know, I'm just here to sing a little because I keep giving him a little bit more to do and a little bit more. So I turned around to him last night and he happened to be standing at my elbow and I was like, look, by Friday night, I need you to know all these lines and all these songs and all these dances and be ready to go on. And he just, that deer in the headlights, look.
And he turned around and ran. Right?
Yeah. He may not show up again. I don't know.
Are there musicians other than Gracie Wallace, the fiddler?
We have 3 fiddlers, actually.
Wow.
Fiddlers are swapping off just every time you turn around. So Gracie, and then we have Jennifer Ravel, and Keely Clinton, who is one of our Playhouse babies, has been involved in Playhouse since she was a tiny little thing. And she's now, I think, of maybe a 4th or 5th grader. And she came to me when we first announced the season, and she had just started violin lessons, and said, I'm going to learn that opening part to Fiddler. I want to do that. So she has worked for months to learn the opening part of Fiddler. So
wow. Wow.
Look for her
sticking
on
her on
roof.
That roof. You betcha. So it's the sweetest thing ever.
Who's doing the set?
Dan Fleming. Let me go back on the musicians. Tracy Leslie on the piano.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing. I was going to do it myself. Yeah. I just reached a point. I went, yeah, that's crazy.
Called in the pro from
yeah,
Dover.
Exactly. So thankful to have her. Dan Fleming on sets. I left Tom Jackson over there right now painting the sets. Shelly Reagan has put together just a huge costuming team. They're looking great. When you have to costume 37 people, some of them multiple costumes, that's a pretty big deal.
And this is a period setting.
It is.
In Russia.
Yeah.
In time frame.
1900.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Not just stuff you can run down to Walmart and pick up. So they've done just an amazing job. We're so proud of them. They were in there sweating last night. They had stuff out on the deck. They had ironing boards and sewing machines everywhere, and getting it all done.
So you're ready. When do the business? When do you open? What's the run?
We open Friday, this Friday night. First performance is at 7. And the show runs for 3 consecutive weekends. Each weekend there's a 7 o'clock Friday show, there's a 7 o'clock Saturday show, and then there is a 2:30 afternoon matinee on Sundays.
I always wonder when I watch a community theater production, what the cast feels like after each show. Are you up? Are you bushed or what?
Both, but usually you're so up from having pulled it off that you don't even notice how bushed you are until you get home and sit down, and then you're out.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is a terrific camaraderie, and I was telling Lisa on the way over here that the cast is in this production is so tight, even though they range in age, you know, all over the place. Last night in rehearsal, I dropped 3 lines, and my cast members, even my young daughter, you know, the girl playing my young daughter, just immediately picked up and covered for me. So you really feel like that the cast has your back, and that's a very good feeling, particularly for somebody who hasn't ever done this before. So
is this your debut?
Well, I've had like one-liners, but
pretty big step.
Yeah.
We're talking with Golda, Pam Rockwell, Lisa Cope, director of the Playhouse in the Park production of Fiddler on the Roof. And one of the fiddlers, Gracie Wallace, is going to fiddle us out. Playhouseinthepark.net for
Correct.
Tickets.
Yes.
And how much, what's the price range?
It's 12 for adults, 11 for seniors, 10 for students, and 9 for 12 and under.
Excellent. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. You're listening to Sounds Good on Murray State's NPR station, WKMS. We're online at WKMS.org.